Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Antigo to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening here in the Northwoods. It's been snowing pretty much the whole day, and I don't think that anyone really expected that. And what you did expect, though, is to have someone in the booth with us. Joining us once again on the Sports Q is Matt Tyler. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Of course, we're going to have John Long join us a little bit later on. He's getting all set for the girls' basketball game coming up on Friday between Tomahawk and Northam Pines, which Matt and I will be doing on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Have you caught your breath from that final call of the Antigo game, by the way?
I think I have a little bit.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I actually have the highlight. We'll be playing that also later on in the show as well. If you want to, go ahead and check it out on Facebook. It's also available on our Instagram page as well. We got a jam-packed show for you here. John Long's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes as well. We've got also Hatchett, assistant wrestling coach Sarah Koba. She's going to stop by. She's going to preview the girls' wrestling match between Tomahawk and Merrill coming up. And we'll also take a look at the triangular coming up between Tomahawk, Mozanie, and Athens on Thursday as well. Plus, we will also have Hatchett boys basketball coach Eric Neve. He's going to stop by and talk about the season that he has so far for his team. And we'll also chat with Hunter Bumgard from 97.3 The Game for part two of what we're going to chat about to begin the day. And, of course, we begin with the death of an icon.
Morgan stubbing out. Now he's back in. Puts glove on knee as a new sign from Blanco. He's ready and delivers. Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit the center. Here comes Gomez around third. A throw and the Brewers win. The Brewers are moving on a base hit by Niger Morgan. He's being mobbed. Wow, what a scene. Niger Morgan.
And joining us right in the middle of that call also is our other guest for today, Mr. John Long. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Of course. So, just heard that call from Bob Uecker was my favorite call that I listened to. It was the 2011 National League Division Series. Brewers were playing the Diamondbacks. It was game 5, 10th inning. Niger Morgan with a walk-off base hit to send the Brewers into the NLCS. That was their first playoff series win in 29 years. Bob Uecker passed away on Thursday at the age of 90. He was the Brewers broadcaster since 1971 after he retired. Spent over 70 years in baseball, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2003. Matt, I'm going to offer it up to you. Why don't you go ahead and give us some of your thoughts on Uecker?
Yeah, so to give the younger people a little perspective here, when I paid attention to the Brewers as a kid, you could only listen to them on the radio. They weren't on TV around here. Maybe in the Milwaukee area they were, but around here you occasionally got to see them on TV. So it was if you followed the Brewers, you listened to them and you listened to Uecker. And the other guy that's forgotten a lot when he started was a guy named Merle Harmon. You probably heard of Merle Harmon Sports.
Yes, I have.
In Milwaukee. Merle Harmon and Bob Uecker were great together. You have your favorite moment, obviously, which you just played from Uecker. Mine was actually one that I didn't hear. I was at County Stadium when Robin Yount got his 3,000th hit. I've since listened to it, but it was just a magical moment. And Uecker just brings the game alive. He does such a great job with not only calling the game of baseball because he understood it, but his self-deprecating humor. He made he made a mint out of making fun of himself, and he was so good at it.
Yeah, he really did. I remember, because I started listening to the Brewers, I started following sports pretty heavily when I was 7. And the Brewers, when I started out when they were young, they were rebuilding, for lack of a better term, right? They were going through managers and pitchers and, GMs and position players like it was no tomorrow. And the one thing that I've always appreciated, though, is that regardless of how good the team was, Bob Uecker always had that same amount of enthusiasm every single time he went to the ballpark. I played, obviously, my favorite moment, the Nigel Morgan. Some other calls that you look at was the Ryan Braun home run in 2008 to send the Brewers to the playoffs for the first time in 26 years. For Brewers fans that are, you know, closer to your age, Matt and John, you remember the 1982 American League pennant when Bob Uecker clinched it on the ground out that ultimately beat the California Angels. Just a wonderful, wonderful broadcaster. One of my personal favorites right up there. When you think of Wisconsin broadcasters, you think of guys like Ted Davis, who was the voice of the Bucks for many years. You think of Wayne Larrivee, who's been the voice of the Packers since 1999. And you think of Bob Uecker. You also think of, as you mentioned, Matt LePay previously, Matt, who's been the broadcaster for the Badgers for many, many, many years. And Brewers baseball is never going to be the same with Bob Uecker behind. John?
Yeah, no, I agree. I became a Brewer fan a little bit later in life when I was, you know, I've been coming to Wisconsin my whole life. I didn't move here until I went to college back in 2000. But even previous to that, the way that I'll always remember Bob Uecker was a little motion picture from 1989 called Major League.
Yes.
And that's kind of really when I first was indoctrinated to the Uke, as
yes.
it were. And just a funny Uecker story. So I was in college, and a big group of us went from Stevens Point. Just big shout out to the Harvard of the Midwest.
That is correct. That is correct.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I had to squeeze that in there for myself and Matt.
And myself as well.
And that's right. And
there
Alex,
you go. Yeah.
So, I mean, boy, the meeting of the minds here. Anyway, so I'm in college, and we get a group of us. We go down to watch a Brewer game. And so it was a Saturday afternoon game, and we're like, we're going to do this right. We're going to go down super early. We're going to get in early. We're going to tailgate. We're going to have a great time. Well, I had never been to Miller Park. And so we did the tailgating thing, and then we went in early, and I kind of wanted to walk around and just see the place. You know?
Right.
And as we're walking around, Bob Uecker's walking around, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the guy from Major League. So I'm like, I got to talk to him. And he was super approachable, right? So a big group of us, you know, dumb college kids, you know, hey, Bob, get a second. So, we take the pictures, and, you know, we're just chit-chatting a little bit, and I said, okay, all right, can you just, I know you probably get this a lot, but can you say it? And he looks at me, and I'm like, can you say it? And he looks at me and smiles, just a bit outside.
Yes.
He was awesome. I mean, it was, you know, he gave us 5 minutes. He talked to us like we're normal people. He was an awesome, awesome person, and obviously a crazy talented announcer, and just that kind of guy that you just wanted in your life. He was just a happy guy, like you said, self-deprecating humor. There's clips of him all over YouTube, but, you know, the Johnny Carson show and the Tonight Show and stuff over the years. And he just made people laugh, and he did a great job also of painting the picture of baseball to those at home. And then, you know, later when he did TV, you tuned in to listen to him. So just a guy that made a pretty big mark across, you know, America's pastime.
And what a lot of people don't understand, younger people, you know who the Johnny Carson show. Mm-hmm. Johnny was, if Johnny did not like you, you were not asked back.
Right.
You did not come back. He loved Bob Uecker.
He did.
And a couple of the things that jump out at me real quick, I won't keep it too long, but one that I remember was he asked Uecker, he said, well, you sometimes do players get in slumps. Did you ever come across this? And Uecker just, you know, right as soon as the question's finished, he said, yeah, Johnny, every now and then I would go 0 for June or July. And the other one that got me was, He said, with the contracts today, are you, you know, do you wish that you would be playing now because the contracts have since exploded? And he goes, no, not too much. He said, I got a raise every, you know, whenever minimum wage went up, I got a pay raise. So he was just very quick-witted, and I think Carson really, really enjoyed him.
Yeah, he really did. One of my favorite clips, I remember, I saw this shortly after he passed away, but it was Al Michaels. He was sitting down with Rich Eisen, and Rich Eisen does a phenomenal job as well with his show. And Al Michaels was telling his favorite Uecker stories. So it was Al Michaels, Bob Uecker, and Howard Cosell in the broadcast booth for a baseball game. Now, for those of you that don't know, Howard Cosell is one of those guys that has no filter when he's on the air. Zero. Well, he will not mince words if it is a bad game by any stretch of the imagination. There was one call that he had where he said, well, it's 12-9. If you like field goals, this is the game for you. Like, that was his dry humor. So it's a tight game, and it goes down to the, you know, it's a situation where you don't necessarily bunt, but Howard Cosell suggests a bunt. And, of course, Bob Uecker was not necessarily chiding him, but essentially describing why you wouldn't necessarily bunt in this particular scenario. And Howard Cosell just goes, okay, Uecker, no need to be truculent. You know what truculent means, right? And Uecker just says, well, sure, if I gave you a truck and you gave it back to me, be truculent.
Didn't miss a beat.
No, didn't miss a beat. And then there was another one that they had. I think it was in Oakland, and where Michaels was doing a game with Uecker, and they were trying to institute the orange baseballs as well. And it's a blowout game, so this comes up as a topic of conversation. And, you know, Al asks Uecker, hey, you know, are they going to try and find baseball, you know, are they trying to incorporate these? And he said, no, I don't think so. He said, why not? He said, well, there's not enough diseased horses. How? And of course, he's like, how does a mind think about that? But that's who he was. That is who he was as an announcer. That's what he was as a person. That's what he was as a player. And, you know, it's hard to believe that you can find somebody that impacted the game of baseball as much as Bob Uecker did, because something about baseball broadcasters, for those of you that don't know, most of the guys that are in baseball broadcasting, not necessarily now because there's a few changing heads, but the guys that we're in right now are in there for life. But people understand. Vin Scully, perfect example, voice of the Dodgers for many, many, many years. Another guy that I bring up, I actually listen to speak, Ernie Harwell, a former Detroit voice of the Tigers. Yes. I listened to an interview with him, and he was around when the Tigers were winning World Series in the 80s. And he was the voice of the Tigers for 50, 60 years up until he died. I forget his name, the Royals announcer as well, who's been with the team for 60 years.
Cincinnati, Marty Brenneman.
Marty Brenneman.
Been a long time.
Yep, Jack Buck with the Cardinals as well.
Going way back, Red Barber with the Dodgers.
There you go.
Vin Scully. There's a lot of them.
There really is. It's very, very hard to find lifers. Yep. In a sport that you're broadcasting very much like Bob Uecker has. And again, 54 years in the broadcast booth. I hope that I am in the booth as long as Uecker one day.
I think in his 70s, he was still throwing batting practice before some home games. He would go out and throw BP. That was a regular thing for him up into, I believe, his 70s.
Wow. That is amazing.
What do you think about that 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, 90 years old, and he was still doing, you know, calling several innings and you know, obviously around the Brewer organization, and just, you know, pretty active guy. So that's
and a loyal guy, because I don't know if people know this, but George Steinbrenner came calling once.
Oh, wow.
And George, really?
Yeah, George Steinbrenner kind of gave him an offer without giving him an offer, and Uecker went right to Bud Selig.
Mm-hmm.
And Bud Selig had some choice words, apparently, for Steinbrenner, and Steinbrenner backpedaled, but Uecker was like, he's Wisconsin through and through.
He is.
There was no way he was going to go to the New York Yankees, no matter what the price was.
No, right. And again, he went to high school in Milwaukee as well. Yep. He went to high school at the technical high school down there. I think what makes his impact so great was that there's never going to be another person like him. Right. Like the Brewers announcers that they currently have, Brian Anderson is a phenomenal television broadcaster. For those of you that don't watch FanDuel Sports Wisconsin or the NBA on TNT, please listen to Brian Anderson. He is one of my favorite broadcasters today. And the other guy that's in the radio booth, Jeff Levering, yep, he does a great job as well for the team. But there's going to be nobody like Bob Uecker calling a Brewers baseball game. There really isn't.
Well, the names that you mentioned before, you know, with Harwell and Marty Brenneman, those guys are really good at what they do, and I'm not taking anything away, but those guys don't carry a torch to Uecker in when it comes to comedy.
No.
He has that perfect balance of baseball and comedy.
Yeah, he did. You mentioned, obviously, he was in Major League. I watched that recently, and he still cracks me up every single time when he's in the booth, you know, imitating the voice of the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, if anybody listening at home, if you've not watched Major League,
oh my gosh,
it's one of those you must watch.
Yes,
movies.
It's one of those must watch sports movies. If you really like sports movies, please turn on Major League. I believe it's on HBO Max. So if you have that, turn it on, watch it. listen to what he has to say. He is played as Harry Doyle. The actors that are in it also, Charlie Sheen, Wesley Snipes,
yeah.
Those guys make it work. They are phenomenal in that movie.
They are, absolutely. It's as a sports guy, it's one of the must-watches.
I wonder how much, when they did that movie, that he just ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Because I believe he just, they said, here, you, here's 10 minutes, go nuts.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But again, Bob Uecker passing away at the age of 90. There's never going to be another broadcaster like him.
Nope.
Never will be another one. We're going to chat a little bit later on with Hunter Bumgard from 97.3 The Game as well. He's going to give his thoughts on Bob Uecker during the second part of the show. We're going to play that Uecker Niger Morgan call one more time as we go into break. And then we're going to chat with Hatchet alum Sarah Koba to get her thoughts for Hatchet Girls Wrestling. Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90.
Morgan stepping out. Now he's back in. Puts glove on knee as a new sign from Blanco. He's ready and delivers. Morgan a smash up the middle. Base hit the center. Here comes Gomez around third. A throw and the Brewers win. The Brewers are moving on a base hit by Niger Morgan. He's being mobbed. Wow, what a scene. Niger Morgan.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The ice is ready. Are you? Stop by at Vigut's Do It Express of Tomahawk for all your ice fishing needs. Select from the popular brands of ice augers. Check out the selection of fish locators. Find lacrosse boots in ice armor gloves and mittens. Vigut's Do It Express also offers live bait and a nice selection of tip-ups. Vigut's Do It Express, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, your ice fishing headquarters.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort available at Hilgi's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. And you can learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilgi's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilgi's, for your healthy heating comfort, call 453-3505 or visit hilgi's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. It is now time for our Hatchet alumni interview of the day. And joining us is a 2016 USA Junior Women Wrestling Champion at 172 pounds, a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, and a silver medalist at the IBJJF Pan Am Games in 2021. She is now an assistant coach for Tomahawk Girls Wrestling. Please welcome to the show, Sarah Koba. Sarah, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
Of course. So, Sarah, you being back here in Tomahawk, being assistant girls wrestling coach, let me start off by asking you, what led you to get into coaching?
I started teaching jiu-jitsu at my academy in Stevens Point. They needed help with their takedowns, so I was the girl for the job. I found that to be very rewarding as a way to help others, and it also helped me as an athlete to understand the technique better when I was able to break it down to others.
So right now, looking back on your career here in Tomahawk, you graduated back in 2016. What is your fondest memory as a wrestler?
Definitely winning nationals my senior year. I just remember my coach at the time saying mid-match, she's going to win this. And just that belief I had in myself and the hard years of wrestling, boys, paid off. You see this confidence about yourself. I'm just able to approach situations, and I just have this understanding that I can do it because I believe in myself, and wrestling taught me that. It changed me as a person, and it's given me confidence and definitely made me a lot tougher.
Getting talking here with Hatchet wrestling alum Sarah Koba here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, also an assistant girls wrestling coach. Sarah, you also wrestled for a year at Emmanuel University, which is down in Franklin Springs, Georgia. What did you learn most about being a college wrestler?
It was my first time being on an all-girls team, so I went among being one of the only girls on a boys' team to a sisterhood. I still have very good friends from that team. I learned that we're only as strong as our weakest link in the chain. And while wrestling is an individual sport, the encouragement from each individual contributed to the team's success.
So, Sarah, now let's go ahead and switch gears to going back to what you're doing right now, which is coaching in Tomahawk. Let me ask you, why did you come back to your hometown?
My wrestling coaches asked me if I wanted to because of my success as a wrestler, and I was already thinking of moving home at that point. I moved back to be close with family since I had been gone away for some time. I thought coaching was a good way to give back to the program and for the community as well.
Ken Tonkin here with Hatchet alum Sarah Koba, also assistant girls wrestling coach here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Sarah, let me ask you, what have you liked the most about coaching this team?
It's been a whole lot of fun. The girls come as they are each day and put their best foot forward. What I really like is how they treat each other. You can tell about how they care about one another and lift each other up. The majority of the team, they are all first-year wrestlers, so it was awesome to see the joy on those girls' faces when they achieved their first wins and how far they are coming along this season.
So let's go ahead and talk about your match coming up tomorrow here, Sarah. You have Merrill coming into town. This is the only home match that you have this year. What will you be looking for from your team against the other Lincoln County school tomorrow?
Just their energy. They're all really, really excited to perform in front of their family and friends. We're looking to be dominant and show what Tomahawk Wrestling is all about.
Sarah, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
It's just amazing to see so many girls wrestling. I just want girls to look at each other and say, how hard can it be? Boys do it. Obviously, it's a male-dominated sport, but we're making great strides to normalize females wrestling and give them equal opportunity as the boys do on every single level. So,
again, Tomahawk Girls Wrestling takes on Merrill on Thursday. That will begin at 6:30. We'll have the broadcast of that match for you here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hatchet Girls Assistant Wrestling Coach Sarah Koba, also Hatchet alum. Sarah, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Billy Bob Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Matt Tyler from Wild Rivers Group Real Estate of Tomahawk and serving all of the Northwoods area. We have buyers and need listings. Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, give me a call at 715-490-1820. The market is still hot, and now is the time to list your property. I will give you all the details on what your property is worth in today's market and help you find a buyer. Call me, Matt Tyler, at 715-490-1820 or stop by our office at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. You can also check us out online at wildriversgroup.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you, along with Matt Tyler and John Long here on this wonderful Wednesday here in the Northwoods. It has been snowing pretty much the whole day here today, which is a little bit of a surprise, I guess you could say. But I haven't done this in a while, mainly because when it comes to doing winter sporting events, unless there is a specific play that like takes your breath away or a particular call that that leaves you speechless, it's hard to find those more. It's hard to find those in basketball, hockey games, wrestling matches than pretty much any other sport, unless there's like a clear play. But there was one, There was one particular play that stood out on Friday. So, for those of you that don't follow along, Matt Tyler is in the broadcast booth with me doing girls basketball. John is the coach who, by the way, the team's doing a fantastic job. If you not watch them, go out. They play at Northland. They play against Northland Pines on Friday at the Hatchet House, which will be a good one. But they decided to take a trip down to Antigo. And the thing with Tomahawk girls basketball, they had not won a conference game in 8 years. It's been 8 years. They beat Antigo at their place here in Tomahawk in the first game. And the second game was a lot closer than the first one. Nip and tuck, back and forth, defensive slugfest. And, you know, it goes down to a play. And very, very rarely do I get a finish like this as a broadcaster. So this is your incredible bank, incredible play of the week here on the Sports Q. Albert, Seibert, the Zerts, and Allberg in for Tomahawk. 9.5 to go. No timeouts left on either side. Albert gets it in to Anita Zert. Back to Claire. Claire's going to drive. Six. Albert, she drives. Her layup. Yes! Claire Albert! 2-1! Inbound to Heinzen. Game over!
Wow.
Tomahawk wins it! The Hatchets come back from the dead, and Claire Albert with the game winner at the buzzer to defeat Antigo 47-46 in one of the most wild games you'll ever hear.
That was an unbelievable finish. And she did, Claire went into the lane and did a little scoop shot off the glass.
So, to give you some perspective before I offer your guys' thoughts, I've called high school and college sports for, this is my 12th year, actually. I started when I was 17, for perspective. And that was the second buzzer beater I have called in my lifetime. Number two, the first one, I was a sophomore in college. It was actually almost 10 years ago to the date. And I was at the Harvard of the Midwest, UW-Stevens Point. They were playing against UW-Oshkosh, and this was men's basketball. Now, Point men's basketball at the time was a powerhouse. They're starting to build it back up a little bit more, but they were a powerhouse. This was the year they won the national title. And it was an overtime. It came down to a last-second shot. Stevens Point's post player, Alex Richard, spins and heaves a half-court shot, banks it in off the buzzer to win the game. So, John, little bit of broadcasting history, wow. Little bit of Hatchet history as well. Three conference wins. Again, you described it, but take us through that play.
Yeah, so I call a timeout, and Coach Albert and myself grabbed the girls, and we're like, okay, this is our last timeout. We drew this up. You know, and we thought we're going to have Claire inbound the ball, okay, and get it into Lydia and give it back to Claire, and then basically have Claire and Freya kind of run a two-person game like a pick and roll. Depending on how the defense played it, we were hoping that they would overplay it on Claire and Claire would have an easy attack to the basket, dump to Freya for the win.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make sure that Freya didn't beat them. So they took Freya away, and kudos to Claire. She took it right down the middle, and just that she's got such great touch around the basket. And, you know, like you said, scoop, layup off the high glass and in, and it was executed perfectly.
You know what I remember about that too, John, and I hate to bring this part up, but up to that point between probably Claire and Freya and a couple of the other girls, you missed a ton of bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
You missed a ton of point-blank shots up to that one.
And I'm not, you know, not to throw anybody under their bus, but the possession before, Anita missed a bunny that would have put us ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, boy, I hope that's not how it ends, because I knew she threw herself up, and she's usually just money around the basket.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. I mean, it was an awesome way to end the game, and it's awesome to get the W, and we couldn't have played much worse the previous, you know, 35 minutes.
Yeah.
But I said this to Alex post-game. When you're changing a culture, yes, it was a sloppy game up to that point, but to win a game like that is something that kids have to learn how to do.
Yep.
And previous to that, they probably would have just cashed it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, they didn't quit, and they came up with a big one. It's changing a culture, changing an environment, which is going in the right direction.
It is. Yeah, I 100% agree with that, Matt. There is a culture change going on. And it's, you know, anytime that you have a culture change, it doesn't happen 1 year, right? It's 1 year you're this and the next year that. It is what it is. It's a culture change. So it's taken many years of the change to happen here. And you look at Claire and Lydia and Gracie as seniors, they started as freshmen. And that's really when it started to happen.
Yeah, again, you're tuned into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Love reveling in the victory. We're going to have another basketball coach, though. Eric Neve is standing by. We're going to have that coming up after our CBS News update and weather report. You're tuned into the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk, 19 degrees and 6 o'clock. It's time for news.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Southern California's newest wildfire in the mountains north of Santa Clarita has grown to more than 5,000 acres in just a few hours, thanks to strong winds. This girl's school was evacuated.
Everyone started freaking out.
CBS News Los Angeles reporter Amanda Starantino says 19,000 people near Castaic Lake are under mandatory evacuation orders.
The smoke is blowing towards those neighborhoods. So right now the fire is burning through a lot of vegetation and brush right next to the lake. It is very, very dry over there. But the concern is there's a lot of homes in this area in the direction the wind is blowing.
Rain is possible in Southern California this weekend. CBS's Matt Piper has the results of a new poll on the fires and the relief effort.
The CBS News YouGov poll finds 86% of Americans think Congress should authorize disaster relief. Broken down by party, 79% of Republicans say yes, while 21% say no. 95% of Democrats say yes to disaster relief, up against 5% who say no.
The snowstorm that turned much of the Deep South into a winter wonderland has moved offshore. But CBS's Jim Krasula reports the recovery will take a while, with temperatures still in the 30s.
Some 20 vehicles were involved in a wreck on slippery roads in Stonecrest, Georgia, east of Atlanta. This man lives in Griffin, Georgia.
I ain't never expected for it to be this much snow at one time, like 3 inches. Like, we don't normally get it down here.
A 100-mile section of snow-covered Interstate 10 is closed in Louisiana.
Thousands more flights were delayed or canceled today. One girl was killed in a shooting at a Nashville high school today. The shooter, a 17-year-old boy, then turned the gun on himself. Police Chief John Drake says a second girl was grazed by a bullet but should be okay.
Our SWAT team began systematic searches throughout the entire school to make sure there weren't any more victims or shooters within the school. We did not find any more.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports border agents have been given some new orders.
As the Trump administration begins a major crackdown on illegal immigration, CBS News has learned U.S. border agents have been told to deport migrants crossing into the country illegally without allowing them to request asylum. While the Biden administration enacted its own asylum restrictions last June, migrants could still plead their case if they expressed fear of being harmed once deported.
Trump has signed an executive order to send another 1,500 active duty troops to the southern border to help with logistics. CBS News has obtained an internal government memo that says Trump is considering deploying 10,000 troops to the border and setting up bases where migrants would be held as they await deportation. Another day in the green for Wall Street today. The S&P flirted with a record. It was up 37 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other, so I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals, and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio, so we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
What other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, it sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
The U.S. Pond Hockey Championships are underway in Minneapolis.
It's the 20th anniversary of the U.S. Pond Hockey Championships, and last year was cut short by warm weather and slush. But this time, organizer Jesse DeLoret says playing conditions are going to be great.
I mean, it might be 10 to 15 degrees in the morning, but in the afternoons, 25 degrees, so you can't ask for better.
They're expecting 280 teams, around 2,700 skaters from across the world.
It's hockey the way nature intended, and it's going to be a heck of an event.
Finals take place on Sunday. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Police have arrested four men who allegedly broke into Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's house last month. It was one of a string of recent burglaries at the homes of pro athletes. The men, all from Chile, were arrested after a traffic stop in Ohio. In the car, police found burglary tools and some of Burrow's clothing. Investigators had warned the burglaries were likely the work of a South American crime ring. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time. It is 6.07 p.m. Good Sunday evening. I'm Alex Cook. Or Wednesday evening, I guess I should say. I need to get my days right.
What an idiot!
19 degrees here in the Northwoods under snowy skies. We're going to have Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Nevon to talk about the season after our weather forecast from Tony Schumacher. Tony?
The forecast for northern Wisconsin for tonight, some hit and miss snow showers early with light accumulations. Partial clearing later, temperatures dipping down close to zero. Wind northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly sunny tomorrow on the cold side with a high near 10 degrees. Northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. Bitter cold for Thursday night with mostly clear skies, low near 11 below zero. Friday partly sunny, high 17. A few snow showers possible Friday evening into Saturday morning. Breezy and mostly cloudy Saturday, high 24. And Sunday partly sunny, just slightly cooler, high about 18. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher from the WJJQ Weather Center.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful snowy Wednesday evening here in the Northwoods. And it's now time for our second Hatchet interview of the night. And returning to the show is Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Neve. Eric, welcome back, my friend. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this is your first season at the helm here, coach. You've got four wins so far in the year, which is more than they already had last year. What have you liked about this team in your first year?
What I've liked so far is they're kind of still battling through adversity here. There's a lot of improvements being made so far throughout the season. That's the biggest thing I'm trying to remind myself and the players is sometimes you have to accept the small victories. Obviously, in the perfect world, you're going to win every game you play in. But when you're in a program like this, you need to just start taking the right steps to building the program up. And right now, so far, it seems like they're really taking those right steps. They're finally putting more work into it at practice, I've been told. They're putting more work into it in the weight room when they're in there. So I give props to them. They're definitely putting the work in now, and it's starting to show a little bit more. But obviously, there's more we can do to improve, for sure.
So right now, looking at this team, coach, in your first season, what has been your team's biggest strength so far?
The team's biggest strength so far is I think their defense has actually been pretty good. They play together very well. They're really clamping down on the inside on most of the aspects. Sometimes it gets a little loose, I will admit. But otherwise, they're really helping on the help side defense. Last year, it looked like when I watched film on it, is there's a lot of free cutters going to the lane, getting easy layups on one-on-one looks. But now they're kind of being team players. They're coming down. They're clamping it before they can get to the hoop. And all of a sudden, it's a two-on-one, and they have to kick it out. And right now, some of the teams we're playing, they're not the best three-point shooting teams. So then instead of shooting it, they just have to work it back around, and they have to really work for a good look inside now.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Neve here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, how much better do you think this team can get moving forward?
I still think there's room for loads of improvement coming in. I see that there's a lot of skill and possible talent that can be had. It's just trying to unlock that skill and all that talent that they do have. Obviously, we are getting in the right steps so far, but there's a lot of little mistakes that are happening. The biggest one is our turnover category. We have Northland Pines coming up here on Friday, and looking back at that game, we had a total of 24 turnovers. And that's not just that game. It's been very characteristic for us to have 20-some turnovers a game, and it's extremely hard to win a game when you have that many turnovers.
So, Coach, right now, what are your expectations for the rest of the season with this team?
I'm still hoping to hit that 7-win mark I told you at the beginning of the year. It's going to take some good games out of us. We have some winnable games coming up here real quick. One of the biggest goals I think I'm taking away right now along with the team is we want to get a conference win this year, and we think it's extremely doable. Once again, we have Pines coming up. We were only down by 2 at halftime. Our tired legs kind of caught up, and we got ran out of the court in the second half. Lakeland, we think we can keep up with. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot with some turnovers and some bad shot take, or some bad shot attempts, shooting some shots that we probably shouldn't. And then actually Antigo, which we just played this past Friday, we did not play a very well complete game. We were also missing Tyler Sundquist, who was out with a sickness. But there's a lot of winnable games here in conference that we can get, and then there's a lot of winnable non-conference games coming up as well.
Getting talking here with Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Neve here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, you touched on it before. Let's talk about your next game coming up against Northland Pines up in Eagle River. You mentioned it was a close game at halftime. You were only down 2. You ended up losing that game by double digits. What do you need to correct from the first game against them to pull off the upset?
Like I said also right away is the turnover aspect of it. There is zero reason why any team should have 20-plus turnovers almost every game they play in. So we need to be a little more under control with the ball. When we played Pines earlier in the year, we had Brody Rigney, but he has been not cleared. He's been listed as out for the season, so we won't have Brody in this game. So that puts us down a man in our rotation. When we had him, we had a good 7-man rotation, so we got some fresh legs in there every now and then. Right now we're kind of sitting at a 6-man rotation, and in that 6 we kind of have an injury kind of in there as well, so it's a rough 6. So trying to figure out my rotation right now for that game coming up here. But a big thing is maybe slowing the pace down a little bit. Right now these kids, they play with a lot of intensity, which I like, but with that intensity leads to a lot of forced passes that lead to turnovers, and sometimes those turnovers lead into fast break points.
Coach, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Final thoughts is there's a lot of improvement happening right now in this program. Coming up here, I've heard a lot of negative comments about, and rightfully so. I mean, it's been in the dumps. It's been down low for a program, obviously. But slowly but surely, it's going to get built up. And right now, the boys we have that are playing, they are taking the right step in the right direction. They're taking the role, they're taking the leadership, and they're trying to help make this program go up. They're not keeping down, just being level-headed, saying, oh, you know what, we're at where we're at, we'll stay there. They're trying to make improvements. They're trying to become better athletes, and it's a joy to watch. It's a joy to be a part of.
Again, Tomahawk takes on Northland Pines on Friday. Tip is at 7:15 from Eagle River. Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Neve. Eric, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Neve here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game. We'll talk about his legacy with Bob Uecker. That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Start the new year with confidence and a safe, reliable ride from Bremen Merrill Ford. Here's how they make your vehicle buying experience easier than ever. Their top-rated sales team doesn't just meet expectations, they exceed them. Ranked among the best in customer satisfaction, their team is committed to helping you find the perfect vehicle stress-free. And let's talk value. Bremen Merrill Ford offers the absolute best prices on all new and used trucks and SUVs. Plus, their impressive selection of late model vehicles has been inspected and reconditioned by factory-trained Ford technicians. Because this winter, you deserve to drive with peace of mind. So whether you're hitting the snowy roads or planning your next adventure, your perfect vehicle is waiting at Bremen Merrill Ford. Visit them off exit 211 South in Merrill or online at BremenMerrillFord.com.
It's easier than you think at Bremen Merrill Ford.
Winter driving comes with its own set of circumstances, and that's why the Auto House in Tomahawk keeps safety in mind while presenting their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles on their lot on North 4th Street. So when you decide it's time for a vehicle upgrade, consider the Auto House in Tomahawk. Gary's been doing business in Tomahawk the right way for over 4 decades, and that says a lot for a used car dealership. Safety and reliability are the first things he considers before a vehicle hits his lot. The selection of trucks and SUVs are second to none in the area, as is the sales and service philosophy at the Auto House. Auto House. There's an ASE-certified mechanic on duty at the Auto House should you need service, and Gary also keeps rental vehicles available if you need one of those. So when safety and reliability matter, buy your next pre-owned vehicle at the Auto House on North 4th in Tomahawk. Check the website for all the information, autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net. Doing business the right way for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. It's now time for our state interview of the day, and joining us once again for the second straight week is Hunter Bumgardt from 97.3 The Game. Hunter, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be on with you, Alex.
Yeah, happy to be on with you as well. So, obviously, we were expected to talk probably next month about Brewers spring training with it being around the corner, but the unfortunate news we got the day after we last talked, Hunter, that Bob Uecker, the Brewers play-by-play broadcaster, passed away at the age of 90. I want to know what your initial reaction was to hearing the news.
Yeah, it was quite the day here in Milwaukee and around the state. I think what you know, we knew that Bob Uecker had an impact on Wisconsin, but until that day took place, the day that, you know, all of us dreaded that would come at some point, even though, you know, we kind of hoped that Bob Uecker was just immortal and would live forever, mm-hmm. We knew that eventually that day would come. And you just realized the impact that he had, because it impacted every single thing going on in Wisconsin that day. No matter who, you know, you were meeting for lunch, no matter what you were doing at work, it seemed that everything, you know, came to a stop a little bit, or at least, you know, that a discussion about Bob Uecker was had in probably, you know, 95% of all workplaces on Thursday, because that's the impact that he had on the state of Wisconsin. And I don't think there has been a person, and maybe ever will be a person, that has the amount of impact on a state, and especially, you know, you could just say Wisconsin. I don't think there's been a single person who's been able to touch that many lives in such a positive light. Not necessarily popularity, but just having, and you could even say the most popular guy ever, but just the impact that he had day in, day out in the summertime. So my initial reaction was, you know, seeing it, and, you know, I kind of had to go into work mode for the day, and I was really proud of our coverage here in Milwaukee on the game. I mean, we went immediately into Bob Uecker, you know, tribute coverage. We had everything ready to go for this day. You know, you prepare. You never want it to happen, but you know, if you're on top of things, you know that, you know, it could come at some point. So you prepare. So we had a plan. We executed the plan. I was proud of our staff, but it was hard for all of us to get through. You know, there were times where all of us, I think, had, you know, emotional moments, and it just kind of takes you back that he's really gone. But what was really cool to me was just seeing all the tributes to him, because they're so well-deserved, and he made such an impact in this state.
Talking here with Hunter Bumgardt from 97.3 The Game here on the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hunter, with us being huge Brewers fans, we grew up listening to Bob Uecker from the time that we were kids all the way up until he passed away. What is your first memory of Bob Uecker when you were a kid?
Yeah, I think, you know, I probably have been, you know, at least hearing him in the background since I was maybe one when my dad had it on in the car, or maybe even younger than that. But when I think about my first memory is that 2008 season, and really that Braun home run against the Cubs on the last day of the year, and getting the Brewers into the playoffs, and Uecker's call of that. I was watching the game, but I just remember going back and listening to that call. But overall, it was more so too, you know, my grandparents had season tickets to the Brewers. We'd growing up in La Crosse, we'd go to Milwaukee where they lived about, you know, one to two times a summer. So we'd go to a game or two a summer. And almost every time, you know, it'd be like, oh yeah, look up in the broadcast booth, there's Bob Uecker, you know, with his hat on and his sunglasses on top of his hat, or his sunglasses on. And, you know, that was, you know, it was just, that was part of going to the game. And so, you know, and still, you know, to this last season, now covering the Brewers, last year there'd be people who would come and you know, wave from below the press box and below where their booth was, and that was part of the Brewers, experience. And then if we'd leave early, who would we have on in the car, you know, going back home? It would be Bob Uecker. So that is, I'd say, you know, a couple of my earliest memories. And then, like you said, I mean, the wild part about it is he spans so many generations. I mean, my dad grew up listening to Bob Uecker call Brewers games. I mean, 54 seasons is absolutely unheard of when it comes to one broadcaster for one team. And, you know, he started at 37 years old starting broadcasting for the team. So it's not like he started at 20 years old and due to that he was able to go 54 seasons. No, he was 37 and announced all the way till he was 90 years old for one team. And I think that is absolutely incredible and something we may never see again.
Talking here with Hunter Bumgard from 97.3 The Game here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hunter, we're reflecting on the great memories of Bob Uecker. You know, you mentioned the 2008 call of the Ryan Braun home run against the Cubs that broke the Brewers' postseason drought. A lot of people that are older than us will remember him calling the Brewers winning their only league pennant back in 1982 when they beat the California Angels in five. What do you think his legacy is going to be when it's all said and done?
Well, it's hard to put into words his legacy because I think he is, you know, kind of, and a lot of people have described him over the last week as, you know, larger than life, and I think that is true. I think his legacy is he was Brewers baseball and may always be Brewers baseball, but Brewers baseball is going to be different without him. This is a significant change in what we know as Brewers baseball, because Bob Uecker was, you know, it's hard to have a broadcaster be the face of a team, but Bob Uecker was the face of the Brewers for the last, you know, 50 some odd years, and there's been great players that have come through Milwaukee, and you could name them, and there are so many great players, but I don't think you could name a player that is that you know it would go in front of Bob Uecker as the face of this franchise when people think of Brewers baseball. So the man that was Brewers baseball will probably be his legacy, and I think it's all of the words that came to mind when he passed away, and I was kind of reflecting on what he meant to the state. He brought a lot of joy to the state, absolutely. Like you said, the 1982 call, the other calls throughout the year, 08, 11, 2018, you know, all the years they go to the playoffs and all the recent years, obviously, and all those moments and winning the NL Central titles and all of that. But also he brought comfort to the state because no matter what you were doing, no matter the day you were having, when you were either, you know, driving home from work, maybe you were, you know, driving to something, maybe you were at home and you flipped on the radio, whatever it would be, wherever you were, you could be worldwide. We had people calling in who, you know, were in the military and overseas and would sneak away at night to go to a computer and hey, let's go and listen to Bob Uecker because we could get it on the internet streaming overseas to make us feel at home. The comfort he brought to Wisconsinites wherever they were in the entire world is so hard to replicate. Like, you can listen to any game but there was just something different that when you were listening to Bob Uecker you felt at home. And I think it's because he embodied what Wisconsin was. He never left. He had countless opportunities to go to a bigger market like so many do in Wisconsin, and he never did, and he always stayed, and he embodied exactly what Milwaukee and Wisconsin is. And I think that out of anything else will be his legacy.
Hunter Bumgard from 97.3 The Game here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hunter, final question I have for you, and I know that this is a very, very difficult one. Why don't you give me your top, the best Uecker call that you heard in your lifetime?
Oh my, yeah, that is a tough one. let me see here. I mean, yeah, that Braun was fantastic. The Niger Morgan walk-off single against the Diamondbacks in 2011, really good. You know, all of his calls of winning the NL Central are great. But I that Braun home run against the Cubs, I continue to go back to that because that was just – it was just the moment – not having been in the playoffs for 26 years, and he's able to do it. You know, you could say that Juan Nieves is no hitter. You could go, you know, 3,000th hit there. By Robin, there was just so many different moments. I mean, all but one year, Bob Uecker was on the call for Brewers baseball. So when you think of a big moment, you know, he's been on it. So it's been really, obviously, really cool to you go back and listen to all these different calls. And his voice just never changed. That's the wild part. Like, mm-hmm. he sounds, you know, the same as he did 45, 50 years ago. And that's the really cool part. That same Bob Uecker you heard 45, 50 years ago is the same one that ended his career, you know, over the last year. So, you know, he always stayed sharp, and he always enjoyed being with the players. One of the coolest things for me, and I'll take this forever, is being able to watch him interact with the players when he was at the ballpark and when he was able to call games this past year. He maybe called, I don't know what the number was, 40, 50 games at home this season. But when he was there and his interaction with the players adored him. I know he had a special relationship with Yelich and some of the guys, Woody, some of the guys who have been here a really long time, obviously Ryan Braun when he was with the Brewers. So, it you know, that was really cool. But they talked about, I think it was Brandon Woodruff who said, it's really cool to, you know, go back and watch a highlight of yours and know that Bob Uecker called that highlight. You know, and he was the one on the call for that moment. So, it's hard to pick one because he had so many iconic calls. If I had to pick one, I think I got to go with that Braun home run to get them back in the playoffs. And so apropos because CC Sabathia was just elected to the Hall of Fame last night. He, of course,
yes.
is on the mound for a complete game that day against the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. Needless to say, Brewers baseball will never be the same. Bob Uecker passes away at the age of 90 on Thursday. Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game. Hunter, thank you very much for joining me. It was great to reflect on the life and legacy of Bob Uecker.
Absolutely. Always happy to be with you, and always happy to talk about Bob Uecker because he made such an impact on this state. And he'll be remembered forever.
He definitely will. Bob Uecker passes away at the age of 90. Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Tired of the same old investment strategy? It's time to invest smarter. WSG's proactive risk optimization strategy designs your portfolio based on current risks to help you navigate today's challenging markets. We strive to optimize your investments so you can focus on your goals. Ready for a new approach? Call Wealth Strategy Group at 715-453-0722 or visit us at WSGinvest.com. With Pro, it's time to invest smarter and take control of your financial future.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Chance of scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around zero. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Friday night through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently 18.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook along with Matt Tyler and John Long back in the air chairs. And we're going to just go ahead and keep it rolling. Thank you very much also to the guests that joined us also earlier today. Hunter Baumgart, Sarah Koba, and also Hatchet Boys basketball coach Eric Neve. So, gentlemen, we are going to play another game as we did last week. So, I have an option for you. All right? An option for you too. So we can do what we do last year with top five NFL whatever and test your football knowledge. Or do you want me to quiz you on high school mascots? Which would you like?
I don't know. If I could phone a friend, maybe.
I know
Matt,
who you would
Matt
phone.
I know Matt's pretty good with this stuff, and I know another guy that is very, very good at this.
I know who you would phone, too.
So which one would you guys like to do?
Do we have time to let's start with the mascots, and if we bomb, we can go to the other one?
Of course, yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and roll with it. All right.
You're nothing if you're not flexible, Alex.
Exactly. I'm nothing if not flexible. Well, I'm awkward. That's definitely one thing for sure. All right, you guys ready to play?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to start off with some mascots. So how this is going to work is it's going to start easy. We'll start easy for you, and then we'll work your way up from there, okay?
All right.
So for those of you that don't know, these two have also been in the broadcast booth with me on a consistent basis throughout the course, and I've also traveled with the teams as well. So we're going to go ahead and start something off with some easy. Let's cue music. All right, you guys ready?
Yep. Are we working as a team here?
Yes, okay. You can work as a team in this case. All right, so Matt, we're going to start with you. Obviously, Matt has been in the broadcast booth with me at a few various locations. Your first team is Wrightstown. The Warriors, the Tigers, the Cougars, or the Minutemen?
They were not the Minutemen. They were not the Cougars.
Nope.
Eliminate those two right now.
Okay.
Give me the other two, please, one more time.
Warriors and Tigers.
Nope. I'm going to go Tigers.
Tigers is correct.
Hey.
One for Matt. All right. John, you're next. Wittenberg Burnhamwood. The Bears, the Wasps, the Chargers, or the Cardinals?
Hell yeah, the Chargers.
Chargers is correct.
You give him all the easy ones.
The easy one.
Quiet, you.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, Matt, your next one is Pacelli. Pacelli in wonderful Stevens Point, the Harvard of the Midwest. The Cardinals, the Blackbirds, the Panthers, or the Chiefs?
They are the Cardinals.
Cardinals is...
Yeah!
Correct.
I knew that one.
So, John, Phillips is your next one. Lumberjacks, Loggers, Lambs, or Leprechauns?
Oh, those Phillips Loggers.
Phillips Loggers is...
Nice.
Correct. You guys are 4 for 4, rolling right along. Okay, now we're going to go to the western side of the state, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, this is where it's going to get a little bit tougher. Matt, yours is Baldwin Woodville. Baldwin Woodville, is it the Hawks, the Blackhawks, the Falcons, or the Blue Jays?
They're the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks are...
Nice.
Correct.
There you go.
All right. So, John, you're next.
Okay.
And cue up the music one more time here. There we go. Okay. Your team is Altoona, the Railroaders, the Avalanche, the Miners, or the Crickets?
What was the first one?
The Railroaders.
I believe it is the Railroaders.
Railroaders is... Let me make sure I get the right one here.
Yahoo!
Correct. 6 for 6. Well done, guys. All right. So now we're going to go to the eastern side of the state. We're going to the Fox Cities area.
All right.
Matt, Green Bay West is your team.
Oh.
Knights, Panthers, Cougars, or Wildcats?
One more time, please.
Yes, of course. The Knights, the Panthers, the Cougars, or the Wildcats?
This is Green Bay.
Green Bay West.
I think I know. Want to help?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are more than welcome to work as a team on this.
It's the Wildcats.
Go with it.
You're going to say the Wildcats?
Yeah.
Wildcats is correct.
Nice.
All right.
Woo. Good assist, buddy.
All right. John, yours is Oshkosh North. Oshkosh North. The Warriors, the Spartans, the Chiefs, or the Captains?
I'm not 100% sure. I think it's the second one, but I'm not 100% sure.
John. Could you repeat those, please?
Yes, I can. The Warriors, the Spartans, the Chiefs, or the Captains?
Yeah, I believe this is similar to the college. It's the Spartans, I believe.
Spartans is correct.
Nice.
8 for 8. All right, guys. These are the last two. And I specifically picked these two mainly because these are mine and my wife's alma maters.
Oh, boy.
All right? And both of us are from southern Wisconsin, just so you know.
Okay.
So mine is Delavan Darien. This is for you, Matt. The astronauts.
The comets.
Wow!
Oh,
wow!
Wow!
Whoa. Wow!
Okay.
Wow! You get a huge boatload of credit for that one. Well done, sir.
They had a great fast pitch team a few years ago. I knew all about Delavan Darien.
Wow! Okay. Okay. This is, I think, the hardest one, okay?
Okay.
And you guys can put your heads together for this.
Yeah.
Lauren's alma mater, my wife, is New Glarus. Okay? These are your options. It's a knight. That's what you could say. Is it a blue knight, a black knight, a Glarner knight, or a golden knight?
Well, I mean, that seems like the obvious answer. I'm not 100% sure. Can I reach out to give me 1 second.
Oh,
here.
You are, huh? You're phoning your friend, huh?
Yeah, let's see.
Or texting your friend, I guess you could say.
I'm gonna say it's the third one, Alex.
What is the third one?
The Glarnus.
The Glarner Knights.
The Glarner Knights.
The Glarner Knights is correct.
Sweet.
So I got to tell you a little something on this one.
Of course.
Okay. So I did know that one.
Really?
My grandmother grew up in New Glarus.
Is that right?
And I've been there about 100 times. And I have a huge Swiss background. My great grandfather, Grandpa Red, was a in a band that was actually on the Mickey Mouse Show way back.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah, I can find that clip for you. So yes. Actually
all
knew
right.
that one.
Well done, one. Gentlemen. K-E-1. Well done. Yeah. 10 for 10.
By the way, my phone a friend, athletic director Ryan Flynn, who I think probably could go 100 for 100.
Yeah. He's really good.
I'll see if I can stump him.
But he's
could really have good. Asked your brother Dave. He's sitting there probably at the office doing nothing. He could be the one calling us.
Well,
and
yeah, he could have been running a Google machine.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
So that was a lot of fun, but we're not done picking stuff yet. We've got conference championship predictions. That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes design studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk. Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, and John Long here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. It is 6:40 here at our WJJQ studios. I am very impressed that those two were able to go 10 for 10 with their mascot picks. I'm going to have to dig a little bit deeper if I'm going to try and stump you guys. Yeah, that is correct. So, again, I thought that we had someone. I think someone tried to call in. I'm not sure. Again, we are more than willing to take callers, but we're going to have conference championship predictions coming up here in just a bit. But, gentlemen, let's go ahead and quickly recap the divisional games. Kansas City over Houston, 23-14, no surprise there. But the shocker of the weekend, without a doubt, was Washington over Detroit, 45-31. I don't think anybody saw this coming.
No, you actually said it was going to be close. I give you credit. Yep. You know, both John and I thought that'd be a blowout the other way.
Yep. Yeah, I thought so too. But here's the thing. You can't turn the ball over 5 times and expect to win a playoff game.
Not at all.
Period, plain and simple.
You blew it, boy! You really blew it!
Thought you would like that. So, Then after that, Philadelphia Eagles over the Rams 28-22. Quite the entertaining game as well. It came really down to the stretch here.
Yeah, I didn't get that one right, but
that's right.
They wouldn't have turned the ball over all those times. Mother Nature. I don't know.
Mother Nature is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
You get to gloat on one coming up.
Buffalo over Baltimore, 27-25. That one was going all the way down to the final minutes, and Mark Andrews unfortunately dropped the game-winning two-point conversion. But would you say that this was a very entertaining divisional round, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Russell Crowe knows.
Yes, Russell Crowe definitely knows, yes. So, now, we have a very, very weird conference championship doubleheader for us. Would you guys like to pick it?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, yeah, but first, I think we got somebody calling in here. Hang on a second here. Let's see if I can get this here. You're tuned into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Love the show. First time caller. Long time.
Who is this? Who is this?
Bill Schwartzky, the super fan. Chicago.
Bill Schwartzky, the super
fan. If Mr. Matt Tyler knows the infamous mascot for the Rochelle from Rochelle, Illinois, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Oh, you almost said it.
Bill, thank you very much for calling. Wow. I have to see if we can figure that out.
I don't know it, but I think the gentleman next to me for sure
Oh,
does.
John, do you?
Well, that is my alma mater, Bill Schwartzky. I don't know how he knew that, but yeah, that's my alma mater, the Rochelle what?
The Rochelle what?
Anybody?
I have no idea. I'm not familiar with Northern Illinois schools. Iowa, you could probably get me.
Matt? You'll never get it.
Leprechauns. You look like a leprechaun to me, John.
Well, I'm a lucky guy. But,
no.
The Rochelle Hubs.
The Hubs?
The Rochelle Hubs. Oh. There are a number of interstates and railroads and state highways that all cross right through Rochelle. If you are leaving the great state of Wisconsin and going south, you will pass through Rochelle most likely.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. Do we have another person calling in? Hang on a second here. You're tuned into the Sports Queue. Good evening.
Yes. Could you play some more music?
We will after we're done here.
Talking stuff is
well. You, yeah. Would you consider me a talking head?
A what?
A talking head. Would you consider me a talking head?
Well, you're talking to me. You got a head on your shoulders, I think.
Thank you very much.
Play some music, because I'm sitting here all alone, and jibber-jabber. You got some jibber-jabber on the
radio. All right, we'll play some music once we're off the air. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, you have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, that one was weird.
Wherever there's art, there's a critic.
Wherever there's art, indeed Touché. There is. All right, Touché. Now that we've got the craziness out of the way, how about some conference championship predictions?
Yes.
You guys are ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, so let's go ahead and start. Do we have another person calling in?
Wow.
My goodness, everyone wants to call in here. Hang on a second, folks. You're tuned into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Yes, I'd like to shout out the other alumni of the Harvard of the Midwest in the studio, as well as I'd like to shout out Sarah as also a 2016 alumni of Tomahawk Gold, Blue, and Gold.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
My question for the panel is,
yes.
How do the Brewers pivot with this season and try to take on a team like the Dodgers when they have Scrooge McDuck in there buying whoever they please? And I'll take my answer offline. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's an interesting question. I guess we won't find out until spring training what the Brewers are going to be doing. What I can tell you is that they're probably still the class of the National League Central.
Yeah, real quick, I'll try to make this quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compete money-wise with the Yankees and Dodgers. Can't do it. Small market. What they have to do is more stuff like they did with Jackson Chourio and take a risk and sign him before he even made it to the Major League to give him a big contract of $8 million. They had to take a risk with
that. Yeah, they did.
And it paid off, and I think they got another couple of kids coming up. One is Jesus Maid, shortstop, and Cooper Pratt, a couple young kids coming up.
Mm-hmm. So Mizrowski as well.
Mizrowski's a good young pitcher that throws 100 miles an hour. Another one, Yoho, has a great changeup. So all you can do is hope that you get hot at the right time.
Yeah.
You got to get to the playoffs. And the one thing about baseball is you buy a pennant, you play for the World Series, those rich teams.
Yep.
It seems like the team that gets hot wins it. It's not always the best team that
wins. No, it's not.
It's hot, it's healthy, and it's catching those kids at the right time before you have to pay out the nose for them. So kudos to Milwaukee.
Yep, exactly. All right. Now that we got all the craziness over, talked a lot of baseball today, I think it's now time for our conference championship picks. Let's do take two. Okay, so what we have for us here, we got two conference championships, one of them a very heated rivalry in the NFC East. The other one, these two teams have met. This will be the fourth time in the last 5 years. We're going to start with the NFC with probably the most unlikeliest teams here. The Philadelphia Eagles, no surprise that this team is in the conference championship with the way they've played so far this year, especially with Saquon Barkley running that offense. What is surprising is the team they're facing, the Washington Commanders. This is their first conference championship appearance since 1991, which was also the last time they won the Super Bowl. So, gentlemen, this is an NFC West battle. We counted Washington out after the Tampa Bay game. John, who do you got?
Boy, this is a tough one. I didn't think Philadelphia played as good as they really should have played against the Rams. The weather is what the weather is. Washington's hot.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is maybe the hottest quarterback left playing. The defense can play.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride the hot hand. I'm going Washington.
Okay.
I'm going to go Washington by 3 points.
I don't hate that pick. I don't. I'm going to go against you, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Philadelphia. If I had gone first there, I might have taken Washington as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
What you said holds true, John. Philadelphia's not looked good in either game.
No.
They really haven't.
I mean, I'm gonna go against what I just said. I'm not changing my pick, but they do have this one guy, Saquon.
Yes.
And he's unbelievable.
He's very good.
Is he enough, though? That's the question.
Yep. That is a big question. And the thing is with this game, guys, this is only the second all-time playoff matchup between these two teams. The last time these two teams met in the postseason was 1990, their NFC wildcard playoff game, and Washington ended up winning that game. This is tough for me because Jaden Daniels right now is a star in the making in the NFL. He is going to win Rookie of the Year. He is taking this franchise, which had the stench of Dan Snyder off of them at the beginning of the year, and has turned them into a dominant team. Now, they don't necessarily have any game changers outside of Terry McLaurin, so it's very, very hard for me to make this pick, but I think I'm going to roll with Matt. I'm going to go with the Eagles in this one, and I say that because I don't know how well Washington's defense will be able to stop Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. Because even though the Commanders won that game, they still gave up over 530 yards of offense. I know that they got five turnovers, but they still gave up over 500 yards of offense. So I'm going to go Philadelphia to win, but I think it'll be by seven. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. Now let's move on to the AFC Championship game. This is a matchup that everyone is very, very familiar with. The Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are obviously going for the first three-peat since the Lombardi Packers in the 60s. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills are looking for their first Super Bowl berth since 1993. John, who do you got?
Oh, man. So I'm going to tell you, the eyeball test tells me the Bills. I think Josh Allen is making the best decisions he's made as a pro. I think he's also obviously a very hot quarterback. I like their wide receiving core. They can run the ball, and that defense can be nasty. That being said, how do you pick against a team that just finds ways to win? It reminds me a lot of New England. When they ran the table there for many years, they just found ways to win. Did it look good? Was it fancy? No, but they just won. I think I'm going to go the Chiefs. I just think you got to keep.
Okay.
I want to pick the Bills, but I think you have to go with the Chiefs until proven otherwise.
Matt?
I will pick the Bills.
Really? Okay.
Yep, I will pick the Bills. I don't disagree again with what you said, John, but it almost seems like Kansas City has got to run out of luck sooner or later.
Yeah.
It
does.
You know, the clock's going to strike midnight on them. It has to eventually. And I think that's a really solid Bills team.
I agree.
Remember, the Bills were the only team to defeat Kansas City when Kansas City was at full strength. You don't count the final game of the season because they rested everybody.
Right.
What has impressed me the most about Buffalo this year, it's not just Josh Allen. They can run the ball effectively. James Cook has turned into one of the most underrated backs in the NFL. He's got 16 total touchdowns coming into this particular game. Man, it's very, very hard for me to go against Kansas City because it's very hard. Patrick Mahomes is not one of those guys that you necessarily bet against.
Right.
But I'm going to anyway. I'm going to roll with the Buffalo Bills to win this game. I'm going with Buffalo. Here's the reason why. The reason why, it's not necessarily because of luck, but I think that Josh Allen and the Bills, what they're able to prove is that they are able to withstand pressure from Kansas City because the Ravens came back and made it a two-point game in the final seconds, yep. But the Bills were able to hang on. So I'm going to go Buffalo to win on a last-second field goal by Tyler Bass. Those are our conference championship predictions here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll be back with more after this.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Cube with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Don't be caught by Old Man Winter once he arrives with a furnace that can't handle the job anymore. Instead, call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox Signature Collection of furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700 for a free estimate for your Lennox heating needs and great service after the sale with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Steve from Crossbridge Community Bank. We've spent a lot of time lately making sure your banking experience is what you expect. We've recently added services that give you more transfer options for your money, better fraud detection, enhanced and easy-to-read printed and digital statements, and we're adding a new state-of-the-art account alert system that can tell you things like your account balance or when large checks clear. We are constantly improving technology to make banking easier for you. That's what a bank that puts purpose first looks like. Visit us today at crossbridge.bank.
Picture yourself moving freely without pain. At Health and Motion Physical Therapy, we turn that vision into reality. Hi, I'm Stephanie Ahrens, and whether you're dealing with back pain, sports injuries, or recovering from surgery, our mission is to get you back to doing what you love. Our dedicated team of therapists in Tomahawk tailors your treatment plan to meet your specific goals, because your journey to wellness is unique. We believe in tailored care, not cookie-cutter solutions. Worried about costs? We got you covered with affordable self-pay rates and a seamless insurance process, ensuring no surprises along the way. Our goal is simple, to help you feel better, faster, without unnecessary delays. So why wait? Reach out to Health in Motion at 715-453-6650 or visit us at himwi.com. Let's embark on your journey to a pain-free life together. So come on!
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, John Long had a jet out for a bit. It looks like he wanted to go ahead and bowl with some of the guys there. Always an early exiter, that John Long.
That's a busy man right there.
Yes, that is one busy man. So, we unfortunately don't have any time to get into Badger basketball tonight. However, we do have the opportunity to let you know about local sporting events coming up in our next broadcast of Hatchet Sports over the next week. First off, Tomahawk Girls and Boys Wrestling will both be at the Hatchet House. It's a two-for-one deal you're going to get. The girls will be in Merrill. The boys will have a triangular with Mosinee and Athens. Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show at 6:10. 6:30 is when it begins, and Tony Dirleth will join me in the broadcast booth. This is the only home matches of the season, so if you have the opportunity to go out, please go ahead and support the Hatchets. And meanwhile, Matt Tyler, who's been joining me for girls basketball for pretty much this whole season, the next broadcast of Hatchet Girls Basketball will be Friday. Northland Pines is coming to town. Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show 6:50. Tip will be at 7:15. We will be in the broadcast booth.
Did that time change on that?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much. Yes, I made a mistake.
What an idiot.
The time did change. So the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show will be at 5:35 and tip will be at 6 o'clock. I'm glad that I did that. Thank you for letting me know about that, yep. Matt. That is what I say on my sheet, and what I say on my sheet is what comes out of my mouth, which is typically garbage sometimes. So after that, the Tomahawk Boys also will be in Northland Pines as well. And on Saturday, this is going to be a dandy, folks. Saturday is going to be a dandy. Tomahawk Hockey, the Wisconsin Prep Hockey Game of the Week. Number one in Division II, Tomahawk is welcoming number four in Division I and the defending Division II state champion, St. Mary Springs Ledgers, to Sarah Park. Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show at 1:35. Puck drops at 2, and Zach Garner will join me in the broadcast booth. Should be a dandy.
That's a big game.
It is. It's a very big game. And just a little bit of a teaser for you, if he is 100% healthy, because that is still a question mark, Bill Berg Jr. from Wisconsin Prep Hockey will also be on the broadcast as well. We had his father, Bill Berg Sr., on when Tomahawk had West Bend back before Christmas. Now we're going to have his son on to talk about hockey in the state of Wisconsin. That is coming up on Saturday. And then, after that, Tomahawk Hockey will be in Eagle River. Take on Northland Pines. Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show will begin at 6:35, and opening faceoff will be at 7 o'clock from the historic rink in Eagle River. This is going to be my first time going there, so
it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Matt, man, I cannot believe that this is almost done, but tell me, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
That is wonderful, wonderful to hear. We're glad that you could join us here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. You know, these two are doing so good, Matt and John, I might have them back next week. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
There you go. There you go. Thank you very much for tuning into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Be sure to tune in this Sunday for conference championship broadcasts here on WJJQ. And then we will also have Hatchet broadcast coming up over the next few weeks, as obviously outlined. If you want to check out Hatchet Sports Broadcast, just go to our website, WJJQ.com, under the Sports Broadcast tab. Thank you very much for tuning into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. For John Long and Matt Tyler, I'm Alex Cook. Have a sportacular week.
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.